and you should be good.
All right. Hey everybody, I'm Celeste, a recovering food addict. I'm really humbled to be speaking about sponsorship and what it means to be both a sponsor and a sponsee tonight. And so I'll just start a little bit, just kind of my experience looking for a sponsor. So I have had, let's see, I've been in program over 5 years. I've had, I think, about 5 sponsors. And my most recent sponsor I've had for almost a year now. And I actually found her on a phone meeting. She lives in the West Coast. So I have a sponsor who I don't see face to face, but we still interact on a daily basis. And it was really funny. I was in a period where I was thinking, like, I think I need something new. I think I need a new sponsor. And I hopped on this phone meeting that I've never been on before, and she was leading. And I just felt this, like, connection of, like, I want to know this person. Like, she has what I want. You know, like Rachel was saying, like, she's happy, joyous, and free. You know, and at the time I was like restless, irritable, and discontent. And I think, it's like, how do I get there? You know, and you can just hear it in someone's voice. You can see it, you know, if it's face to face. But I could tell that she was really living out the traditions and tools and steps of this program, and that she had had a spiritual experience, right? Because this program is about having that spiritual experience, which creates a psychic change, which allows me to not want to eat myself to death every day. And so when I was looking for that sponsor, I was like, okay, who's really working the program? And she has just showed me like a new level of really trusting, surrendering, and accepting God's will for my life. And so when I work with her, we have a formal check-in. I talk with her once a week. It can be 15 minutes, it can be an hour. It just kind of depends on what's going on in life. And I love that she asks me to share with her the things I don't want to talk about. You know, it's important to have that person where it's who challenges me. And I need a sponsor who will kick me in the butt, you know, because her sponsor kicks her in the butt. And so, you know, when I'm in my head or I'm in self-pity, she always says, Celeste, like, stop the BS and go help somebody else. You know, and that's what I want to hear, because my head will give me all these excuses and reasons why I'm justified in my feeling and why I want to do this or whatever. And she keeps me in check. But she only keeps me in check to the extent that I allow her into my life. You know, and so that's a process. It takes time to trust someone as a sponsor. It also takes time for me to become willing enough to let that person into my food, into my personal life. You know, doing a 4-step, a 5th step is huge, but that's just one day. You know, this is a daily relationship that I build. And my sponsor always turns me back to God. Like, she reminds me that that is our job. As a sponsor myself, herself, like, she tells me, Celeste, did you go to God? Did you talk to your higher power? You know, before I even tell her about my situation, if I'm doing a 10-step, you know, she's like, you need to stop, you need to pray, you need to ask God to remove this fear or resentment or anxiety, you know, and then tell me what happened, and then see if you need to make amends, and then let's go do service. You know, so she walks me through that 10-step. Which has really changed my program a lot. She also is really involved in her own inner group. She's done world service. She's gone to business meetings. So she does a lot of service. And so that's important for her. And thus it's important for me. She really believes that, you know, service is how I keep out of the food. Service is how I keep out of my head, because I'm not focused on myself. She also does a lot of recovery emails. I mean, I do a lot of like AA literature and reading, and there's some great email chains that you can get on that just kind of keeps me from a day-to-day in a program mindset. So, challenges. Challenges of being a sponsor or a sponsee. I'll talk first about being a sponsee, and I just kind of mentioned this before, right? It's that honesty, it's the willingness to open up myself, you know, to other people's observation, really. You know, my sponsor doesn't judge me, she doesn't criticize me. You know, she's compassionate, she relates to me, and she shares her experience to the extent that she can. And it's amazing how I feel like, you know, our defects are the same, we have a lot of similarities. And so when I tell my story, she can see herself, you know, and in speaking to me, she's also speaking to herself. And that's really the, like, kind of magical thing about sponsee-sponsor relationship. It's like you kind of tell your sponsee what you need to hear, and it's amazing how I can hear God speak through me to my sponsees, and be like, wait, where did that come from? you know, and even with the food, being honest about the food. I email my sponsor every night. I tell her what I ate that day. I give her 5 things I'm grateful for, and I commit to her what I'm going to eat the next day. If I'm having a really tough time, and let's say I'm having a lot of feelings and my food's a little slippery, like, I will text her after I eat every meal, because I need someone to be in the food with me, you know, in the feelings. Because otherwise, I go to that secret place, you know, and it sends me on that spiral. I think as a sponsor, you know, one of the big challenges is that I'm not here to work my sponsee's program. You know, I'm here to be an example. I'm here to listen and encourage them, but I can't fix them, because that's higher power's job. You know, I can't get my sponsee to stop eating. I couldn't get myself to stop eating. You know, that's just not my job. And so, you know, I want the best for my sponsees, and I want them to be happy, joyous, and free. And so I will be available and do whatever, you know, we kind of together figure out it's going to be the best for them. But it's not my responsibility. I can't take responsibility for their program, you know. So that's something my sponsor reminds me of, is that my program is always first. You know, I have to have my abstinence first, and I cannot risk that on a sponsee relationship or a personal relationship. You know, there's nothing else outside of my own program that can be number one. So that's kind of the main challenge for me. How are we on time? Okay, 5 more minutes. I think another challenge is really walking through a sponsee to a point of desperation. When I first started working with my sponsor, you know, she was very adamant about asking me, like, Celesta, are you willing to go to any length? You know, show me that you're willing. You know, and that for me, it looked like waking up, you know, 10 minutes earlier and saying 5 prayers and doing writing, you know, and texting her. And how willing am I to get out of my old way? Because, right, we're learning a new way of life. And so I have to be open-minded and teachable enough to listen to my sponsor and to think, you know what, maybe she has a point. Maybe just for today, I will try something that doesn't make sense to me. Because me doing what makes sense to me has got me in the food, and that's my disease. And so it's just getting to that point of desperation. And, you know, I've been through relapse. I had to hit another bottom. Where I was willing to say, you know what, like, I can't keep doing what I'm doing, and I don't have the final say. And I just so appreciate that my sponsor will encourage me in those places, but also she has to allow me to fall when I need to fall. You know, and it's not a pretty process, but again, she's not my higher power. I can't make her my higher power. And she is always mindful that, nope, we're going to turn to God first before I go to her. So my decision to be a sponsor, I never thought that sponsorship was like a choice. I was always told, like, it's a part of program. Like, that's what you do, right? You get 90 days, and, like, you get the privilege and honor of being a sponsor. And I remember, you know, I first started sponsoring, I guess, what, like 4 or 3 years ago, and just being nervous. Like, I can't do it. I don't have enough abstinence. I don't have enough whatever. You know, and sponsorship, it's not about me at all. Like, I get to invite someone into my life, and they invite me into theirs. And I love saying to my sponsees, like, we are doing it together one day at a time. You know, I am no more wise than anyone. You know, maybe I do read a little more literature. You know, our day-to-day can look different. But I can't keep what I don't give away. And that's something my sponsor has really taught me. You know, I can't stay abstinent today if I'm not willing to help someone else, because this is a fellowship of people who are like-minded, and I need to be reminded on a daily basis, right, that I'm powerless, that I'm addicted to food, that I can have a new way of life if I'm willing to pursue God's will for me today. And so being a sponsor is part of that. It doesn't mean we have to be perfect, but it is really cool to know that, you know, my abstinence today is not just for me, it's for my sponsees too, you know. It's sometimes just one of those days where it's like, you know, it's been hard, but, like, I don't have to make that phone call and say, sorry, I can't sponsor you anymore. You know, and it's that thing. I think AA talks a lot about, you know, I go to meetings because I want to be in recovery. You know, I sponsor because I need it to keep my program up to where it is. And so it can sound selfish, but it's also kind of what bonds us, right? Like, I can't do program without you guys, you know, and I can't do it without my sponsor, and I can't do it without my sponsees. And it really isn't about me. I just love, you know, knowing that I can call someone, you know, I can tell someone my deepest secrets and know that it's safe and that they get me, you know, and it's not going to be someone trying to tell me how to fix my life or what I'm doing wrong, but it's someone that's like, okay, Celesta, I get you. Now let's take another, like, what's the next thing? And I need my sponsor to be that, like, Celeste, move on. Because I don't want to move on. I want to, like, analyze it and fix it. I want everything to be, like, rainbows and butterflies. And, you know, and she always encourages me to, let's take the next right step. You know, ask God what that is. How do you get out of this place? And how do you keep moving forward? And that's what I'm really learning one day at a time. So thanks for letting me share.
Thanks for sharing.